Mission Network News, 2-minute version, Sunday, August 8, 2004. In 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. With the increase in violence against churches in recent days in Iraq, many are wondering what that's doing to local outreach. Bible Pathways' Karen Hawkins says it's not hampering the ministry of one church in a city that's a hotbed for Islamic insurgents.
The pastor there has started a weekly Bible study using the Bible Pathway, and so it's exciting for us. And they've also asked that we send both the Arabic and the English 5-minute daily broadcast tapes. They would like to make copies and distribute to people.
Bible Pathways Through the Bible devotional commentary is hand-delivered to Iraq. Hawkins says the study material is unique.
There is no other material that is known, at least to any of the Arabic ministries I've talked to, that goes completely through the Bible. Within 1 year, you've read all of the Bible in about 15 minutes a day.
As believers understand Scripture, evangelism is a natural result. And Christian-Muslim violence isn't stopping Christian work in Indonesia. Mission Aviation Fellowship's Larry Whiting is coordinating an effort to staff and fund a new hospital in Malinau, East Kalimantan. Whiting says the local regent responsible for the hospital is a believer. That's why they're asking for Christian medical professionals to volunteer.
This will be a great opportunity for outreach. There are several unreached people groups within the area of the hospital. We're hopeful that we can have some influence from outside to come and help in the hospital to train and to help reach some of these unreached areas.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Be sure to visit our website at missionnetworknews.org. There you can read in-depth story information, and you can also vote on the latest MNN poll. What is the major reason you haven't gone on a short-term missions trip? I'm Greg Yoder.